Jade and Damien.
Listen live weekdays from 5 a.m. on iHeartRadio and 96.5 Wave FM.
When we get together.
The world is in turmoil. Following the news yesterday that KFC have said there's a lettuce shortage. The $12 a lettuce, we're going to have to do something about this. What we're going to do is we've got this really great idea of we're just going to mix the lettuce with the cabbage. Oh. No one will know. I mean, they look the same. Surely they're going to taste the same and nobody will know the difference.
I'm not sure about that. I'm sure they've got very distinctive flavours and effects on your body, to That's be totally
true.
Honest.
That's true. Well, lettuce is 90% water.
Yeah.
Cabbage is 90% flatulence.
Methane.
Exactly. So people are in an uproar, and rightly so. I think you can't just go, oh, they're a little bit too expensive. We're just going to change the ingredients. I don't think you can do that.
So is this a real problem, yeah?
This is like a real thing. It's a legit issue.
Wow, okay.
The thing is, like, what's going on with the humble lettuce? I mean, they've been a staple. I used to have lettuce sandwiches for lunch every day back in the 80s at Jamboree Public School. That was my go-to.
Well, lettuce and tomato sauce. Delicious.
So cheap.
Bet you never had a cabbage sandwich.
Oh, no.
No.
No one has. So I want to know what is happening with lettuce, and I thought, you know what? With a question like this, you have to go to the lettuce oracle of the Illawarra. I mean, his name is Coz-E after all.
I see who he is. Yeah, I know where you're going.
Coz-E from Country Grocer, man. What's going on with lettuce?
Listen, I haven't been called oracle before. I've been called orifice, but let's go away from that. Listen, the price of lettuce. Look, not only is it killing us, is it killing KFC and killing Subway, it's killing us. Of course, you can't get anything grown close to the ground from the markets at the moment. With all the rain we've had and all these crazy weather conditions, no one can get anything in the ground. No farmers can get anything from the farm to the markets because they can't get transport in. And the markets are just missing so many products. It's unbelievable. And, of course, our customers just don't, you know, they don't get it. They don't think about those things. And everyone bar nature is to blame for the price of these things.
So it's not the supermarket's fault, but I still think, you know, KFC, come on, you can wear the cost. Or just put a little bit of less lettuce on. If they're going to stick to this, they're going to have to completely rejig and rethink their national marketing campaign.
Yeah.
If they're putting cabbage on their burgers now instead of lettuce.
Yeah, cabbage.
We've actually we've got friends at HQ at our KFC.
Oh, yeah.
And they've actually already worked on their new marketing campaign, and this should be rolling out in the next couple of days.
Something's rotten in here. What is that? Jeez. So I don't know what someone's been eating. Is that you, Jade?
Did somebody say KFC?
I don't care.
Kentucky Fried Chicken for a limited time only.
Oh, there's some immature people in this building. That's
Kentucky Fried Chicken.
Oh, kids, we're all a pack of kids in this building.
Oh, it's good to be immature. There you go.
That is it. Can we play that one more time? Because that was awesome. I love that.
Something's rotten in here. What is that? Jeez. So, I don't know what someone's been eating. Is that you, Jade?
Did somebody say KFC?
I don't care. I love it.
Kentucky Fried Chicken for a limited time only.
Kentucky Fried Chicken.
There you go. That's it. Hard hitting. That's an expose right there.
We'll see ourselves out.
The Illawarra Wakes Up with Jade and Damien on 96.5 Wave FM.
The big neighbors. Everybody needs good neighbors.
I set myself a challenge, which I never thought that I would actually complete, and that was the challenge to get you, Damien Leith, back on Ramsay Street, along with all the returning cast and crew that are heading there for the final ever episodes of Neighbours. Look, I set the challenge and I got the help of the Illawarra. Everyone got on board, even the stars from the show. And you know what? We pulled it off. Yesterday, you got to go back to Ramsay Street. How was it?
You know what? It was a great experience, I have to say. I was a fan of the show. I watched it quite a bit over the years. And actually, being on Ramsay Street was... it was kind of surreal.
Yeah.
It genuinely was. You're kind of walking around that street where so many scenes have been set. Ange Bishop was there from Studio 10, and she even found it kind of peculiar that I was there as well.
Just about everyone who's ever, ever, ever been on Neighbours is coming back for a part. Yeah.
Except for me, apparently.
I don't know why I didn't get the call. No emails, nothing.
How far will you go to try to get this part?
Neighbours.
Yeah. Everybody needs good neighbors.
So, whipped out the old guitar.
I had the guitar. I was roaming the streets. I went from Mrs. Mangle's house to Toadie's house to Paul Robinson's house. So they're all there.
Do you know what surprises me? Like how much money that the actual residents from Ramsey Street get paid every year just so that the studio can use their house? What was Ange saying? Like between
30 to 50,000 a year.
Oh, that's you wouldn't have to work.
Well, considering when the show started 37 years ago, you know, they went up to those people and said, "Hey, listen, we're thinking of doing the TV show. Would you mind if we use your street?"
Yeah.
And back then they would have gone, "Yeah, why not?" Yeah,
sure.
And it got axed after 6 months, the show.
Really?
Yeah, and then Channel 10 took it. And it just went, so for 37 years, those guys have been covered.
Oh, the only downfall is that you can't renovate your house because the houses still look the same as they did in the 80s when the show started.
They do. They look exactly the same. Everything's the same. But it's actually a really nice street. Anyway, we left the street, then we went to the set. So we went to Fremantle, went on the set. The set was amazing. Mm. It was so weird seeing all these different living rooms of different houses all in the one block.
Yeah.
Like across the way was the bar. And then right beside that was the cafe. It was mad. I tried one last attempt to get a cameo by introducing my acting, but Ange wasn't impressed.
When you were on Neighbours, you played yourself, right?
I did, yeah.
Yeah. But... So can you even act?
I'm awesome.
Really?
Award-winning,
well,
potentially.
Let's see, shall we? Let's run a scene.
All right, I'm ready.
We're here in the Kennedys' living room. You ready?
All right, yeah.
All right. Do you know how I had to find out? Billy, our son, had to be the one to tell me that my husband was having an affair.
Susan!
I trusted you.
Susan.
I believed everything you said.
Oh, Susan! Oh.
That slap.
That was the slap. That was the slap.
Yeah. Wish him luck, I reckon. I don't know.
Keep Susan's name out of your mouth.
it's
harsh. That was look, and I really feel like you actually did better when you did it here at the Wave FM studios and you played Susan.
You know, I felt when I was Susan, I did it better.
Yeah.
I think I'm better with female roles.
I really feel like you are.
I get in touch with my feminine side. That's what it is.
Angela Bishop was very good. I think she's going to get the call up.
Yeah, oh, she will. Yeah, I won't. But look, it was a wonderful experience. Thanks to everyone who made it happen. You guys, obviously, the Illawarra for signing at 175,000 signatures on the prices.
Yeah, we did it. We set the challenge. We completed
it.
Done and dusted.
Job done.
Now we never have to talk about Neighbours again. Thank God.
Yeah, stop the music.
Done.
It's close on 7 o'clock here at Wave FM. Well done, Damo. You can check out the vision of Damo actually on Studio 10 and also on the street yesterday at our Facebook page. Go to 96.5 Wave FM on Facebook.
The Illawarra Wakes Up with Jade and Damien on 96.5 Wave FM.
Is it just me or are these two overly competitive? It's Jade versus Damien. The 96.5 Wave FM TikTok Challenge.
Yeah, you got it. So this thing is all the rage at the moment on TikTok. I was checking out some last night at home with the kids and some of them are getting millions of views. So we can road test this. We can have a crack at this. It is the tortilla challenge.
Yes.
All right. Notice just on the desk there in front of you, Jay and Damo, there is a massive pile of tortillas. You guys need to face each other.
Okay.
Probably good arm's length apart. It's not an eating challenge. And you'll also notice in front of you that we have some glasses of water. I need you to take a mouthful of water each and retain that water in your mouth.
Yeah.
Okay.
You then take it in turns of grabbing a tortilla and slapping the other person in the face.
Slapping them in the face with the tortilla.
You do not want.
So what do you mean, like that?
No, you can't fold it up.
Oh, okay. So it's an open tortilla.
Open tortilla.
Like side slap, head slap.
Yeah, it's not a closed tortilla.
Okay.
It's like, think Will Smith. It's an open hand.
Oh, open hand? Oh, Will Smith kind of slap.
Oh,
okay.
Oh, okay. Like,
okay, we can do this.
And then the first person to lose their water.
Ah! All right, okay.
Losers. All right.
Loses the game.
Okay.
You know I'm going to lose this. I always lose this.
Okay,
is the trophy on the line?
Trophy on the line.
I'll first to lose their water loses the game. On your marks, get set.
Sorry, I accidentally drank my water. Wait, one sec.
Damien has his water loaded. Oh, first slap has been delivered. Damo returns serve. Oh, that was brutal. That was brutal, Jade. Oh. We have a casualty. We have one tortilla down. Jade has reloaded. You can't protect yourself, Dave. You've got a cop and sweep. And Damien has lost his water.
Oh my gosh! Oh my god, that's the funniest thing ever. But do you know what's even funnier? Damien protecting himself from a tortilla.
She was hitting me hard. She was whacking me with a... I'm looking at her and going, she's a girl, I'm not going to hit her with a tortilla.
You did not hold back. Let me just say, he did not hold back.
I tried to hold back.
It's a tortilla.
It's actually surprisingly hard.
It's got a little bit of whiplash. It's like a tea towel on the face.
You think it would be soft, but it's actually not.
It's not soft at all.
Oh, wow. Oh, dear. Well, there we go. That is the tortilla challenge.
Wow.
It's all over TikTok. We road tested it. Do we like it? How are we feeling?
Look, I know what I'm doing this Saturday night.
All right, you can check out the full video. It is up on our Facebook pages right now. We Facebook Live that one. It's all there for you at 96.5 Wave FM on Facebook.
The Illawarra Wakes Up with Jade and Damien. On 96.5 Wave FM.
After our chat Tuesday, I've had quite a few messages and even phone calls.
What happened on Tuesday? Oh, massage day.
Yeah.
You had
People asking where they could get a mucus massage.
Oh, that's right. You had your massage and someone put snot all over you.
It was gross. I was just lying down head first, you know, my head in the little hole, my palms faced up, and she was over the back of me, on top of me, doing like the elbows in, and she'd done a few sniffs before this. We were like 10 minutes in, and then I felt the drip in the palm of my hand. It landed, and it was like a little pool of snot.
Disgusting.
And then she did the whole after that, like. And then she quickly went from my back down to my arms, added some more massage oil, and then proceeded to rub it all over my body.
Yeah, as you do.
I spent the next 50 minutes just thinking about this person's snot all over every part of my body.
That's not good, I've got to tell you.
It turns out that when it comes to massages, look, I'm not the only one who's got battle scars.
Well, massages are a weird thing, though. They are, like, you're in a weird environment. You're lying down there, all sorts of things can happen. You don't know who's behind you.
Well, you've never met them before.
You've
They're effectively strangers. You're actually more naked in front of this stranger than you are with most other people in your life.
Yeah, with your partner sometimes.
Actually, I got a message from Casey and she said, oh, she had a horror massage. She went to a masseuse and they stuffed her neck up so badly and she had to go to a physio, and the physio thought she'd had a car accident. They thought she had whiplash.
Oh, my God.
But it was actually from the massage.
Oh, jeez. Oh,
Jody, another friend of mine.
These are all your friends.
I know. We've been through a lot. My husband was giving me a massage.
Oh, yeah.
And it was like liquid-like deep heat, so it was kind of like Tiger Balm.
Yeah.
And it was like a bit of oil, and he poured heaps on the lower back, and then he poured on so much that it ended up running down like a backside and down the bottom crack, and then around to the front. She goes, at first it felt really cold, and then the burn set in.
Oh, no.
It was a deep burn.
Oh,
massage
geez.
Over. And she went straight and had a cold shower.
Her husband's getting in there, trying to impress with a massage. They have no experience. They don't know what they're doing.
I'd say leave it to the professionals, but I feel like sometimes the professionals can get it wrong as well.
Okay. And that's what we're learning from our Facebook page.
The Illawarra Wakes Up with Jade and Damien on 96.5 Wave FM.
Look, you know, it's good to know that I'm not the only one who's had a massage that didn't go the way you expected. I mean, Leah has jumped on our Facebook page and said that the worst massage for her was actually after the massage when she was getting changed and the next client walked in. And she was still nude.
Okay, yeah.
Oh, hello. Deborah, so much pressure on her massage, the pressure on her face in the hole, that she actually snapped the very expensive crown off one of her teeth.
What was she doing? She was
well, because some of the holes, though, they've got like, they put the hole on top, and then the actual wooden board bit doesn't actually fit your full face. I've been in some of them before, and if you don't position your head right, it can press against the wooden bit, and clearly she did not position her head right.
Oh, there you go.
So, you know.
Lesson learned.
All right, well,
the hard way.
A lot of people chipping in this morning on our Facebook page, and we're getting a heap of calls too. 4275 1965.
All right, we've got Sharon?
She'd like to be called Cherie.
Oh, Cherie, sorry, from Bulleye. Well, what happened when you went for a massage?
So I've had a massage. I was travelling with a couple of mates from work and we were up in Cambodia. and they're massive footy heads, and so they've decided that they want to watch the footy, the Aussie footy game at the bar. So I thought, I don't want to be stuck in the bar for an hour and a half, so all right, you guys stay here. I'll go for a massage and I'll come back afterwards and watch the rest of the footy with you. So I'm walking down the road in Cambodia and there's tuk-tuks everywhere and it's horns are beeping, and I find this place and it's so nice. It's, I walk in there and the lady takes me out the back to a very nice room and, okay, take everything off except your undies, lay face down, put the towel over you. Okay, no worries. So that's what I do. Someone comes in, starts massaging me. I don't know who it is. I'm face down. Everything's going great and they're massaging really well. They're doing my calves and, you know, my thighs, very slippery with all the oil. Next thing you know, I'm trying to keep it clean, but knuckle deep.
Oh, geez. Like a slip, like, oh.
Jeez.
Yeah.
Well, that's unexpected.
What do you do in that kind of situation?
Yeah. Well, I'm sort of in that comatose, half awake, half asleep. This is the best thing ever. I came up sort of, I was on my tummy, so I came up sort of almost snapping my back. And I'm saying, no. And he just ran out of the room because I sort of made a bit of a deal about it. And I quickly got dressed. And the worst thing I kicked myself for, I actually was in such a panic to get out of there, I threw them a wad full of cash and I actually tipped in.
Oh, jeez. Oh, no. Oh, wow.
It might become a signature move at that place.
Oh, yeah. That's terrible. Wow.
Thanks to Wollongong Master. You'll love the Wollongong Master difference. You'll make me lose my mind.
Jade and Damien. Listen live weekdays from 5 a.m. on iHeartRadio and 96.5 Wave FM. When we get together.